Today's Amud is Yevamos Chav Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin and Mabez, 11 lines on the bottom, by the words Eisir Rabbi Yaisi. So the Gemara mentioned the Machlaikas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yechanan. The case was we had three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters. Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Leah. And Reuven died without having any children, so now Rachel fell to Yibam. So at that time, Levi could have been Miyabim Rachel, there was nothing wrong. However, Lemaisa he waited, and then Shimon died, and now Leah, Rachel's sister, now Leah also falls to Yibam. So at this point, each sister is going to be Achiz Zikukasai, and now it's going to be Aser for Levi to be Miyabim Rachel or Leah. He's not going to be able to be Miyabim either one of them. The din is, Choletzes V'loi Misyavemes. That's going to be the din. Now, what's the halacha in a case where, let's say, Leah then dies? So if Leah would then die, so then Rachel was originally mutter. She became Achay Zikukasai when Leah fell to Yibam. Now that Leah dies, so now Rachel was Hutra, Venesra, Vachazar, Vahutra. The din is that she's Chayzeres La'atera Harishain, she's Taxer La'atera Harishain, she goes back to her original heter, and everybody would agree that in such a case, it's going to be mutter for Levi to be Miyabim Rachel. They have a machlaikas, what's the din if Rachel dies? At the time that Leah fell, she was Aser out Achay Zikukasai. Now Rachel dies and that Iser goes away, so do we now allow them to do Yibam? Rav said it was Mutter, Rabbi Yechlin said it's Aser because it's already Nesra. Rav said we only apply Nesra when it's only an Iser the Rabbanan of Zika. Fine, that was a machlaikas Rav and Rabbi Yechlin. But everybody agreed in the case where Leah died, where the second sister died, so then the first sister who fell, Rachel, she is going to be mutter because she was originally mutter. She became usher, and now that reason for that isser went away. So then everybody agrees she goes back to her original heter. Now ask the Gemara, really, if that's true that any time you have a yavama that falls and she was mutter b'shas nefila, then she received an isser and that isser goes away, she goes back to her original heter. If so, we have a kasher from our Mishnah. He asked the following question to Rabbi Yechanan. Now the question is going to be a question whether you hold a grav or Rabbi Yechanan. Everybody agrees in the case where Leah died. Both Ravi and Rabbi Yechanan both agree in the case where Leah died, so then Rachel, who was originally mutter, she goes back to her original heter. But as for Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, a kasha from our Mishnah. He said, the case of our Mishnah, it says that Arba Achin, let's say in the case of four brothers, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayos, two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, and then umesu hanasuin as achayis, and then Reuven and Shimon die. Let's say Reuven dies first, and now Rachel falls to Levi and Yehuda, and then Shimon dies, and now Levi and now Leah falls to Levi and Yehuda. The halacha is, as the Mishnah is, harei elu chaltzais v'leimis yavmais, that the halacha is that they have to do chalitza and they're not allowed to do yiba. Now ask Rabbi Yaisi bar Chanina, that wait a second, if you're right that any time a lady at the shas nefila she was mutter and then she received an isser, so when the reason for that isser goes away, she goes back to her original heter. So v'amai, why does the Mishnah say that they have to both do chalitza? Leku chad minayu lachaitzal l'shnia. Let one of the brothers go and do chalitza to the second sister. So l'mashal, let Levi go and let Levi do chalitza to Leah, to the sister who fell second. And then Rachel, v'tihavi rishayna, Rachel, l'gabi idach, shol be to Yehuda, ki yavama shehutra v'nesra v'chazra v'hutra. Like a yavama that was originally mutter, she received an isser, and that isser went away. That the halacha is tachzer la'teira harishayna. If your yisayit is true, so let Levi do chalitza to Leah. And then mamela, so Levi won't be able to be minyabim Rachel afterwards, al achais chalutza, so. But then Yehuda could go ahead and he could do Yibam with Rachel, and Rachel will be Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazra v'Hutra Tachsula Teira HaRishon. So why does the Mishnah say that they have to do Chalitza? L'chayri, we could just have one of the brothers do Chalitza specifically to the second sister, and then the other brother could be Miyabim, the first sister. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yechanan answered back that Achayais ain't the idea Mishanan. That ain't a Chanami. If you're asking me, I would tell you that that then is not true. I hold that this Mishnah is incorrect. The Mishnah is incorrect. I don't know who taught this Mishnah. This doesn't seem to be a very authoritative Mishnah, because like you're asking, that then doesn't really make sense. Really, the halacha should be that, like you said, that one of the Yavamim should go and do chalitza to the second sister, and then the other one can even be Miyabim, the first sister. That which the Mishnah says, that they both have to do chalitza, any idea mishanan. Now, for the next large amount of the, about half of Chasam and Aleph, until about halfway through Chasam and Aleph, the Gemara is going to go through seven different terutzim that Rabbi Yochanan could have and should have said, and the Gemara is going to ask, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say any one of these seven terutzim? Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah is not authoritative, meaning he didn't have any good terutz for the Mishnah. He held that the din of the Mishnah does not seem to make any sense. Ask the Gemara in seven different ways Rabbi Yochanan could have made sense of the Mishnah. There are seven different terutzim that Rabbi Yochanan could have said to answer up the Mishnah. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say any one of these seven terutzim? So says the Gemara, starting with number one. Says the Gemara, v'leimalei, let Rabbi Yochanan answer Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina and say that, I'll tell you pshat in the Mishnah, that my chaltzos nami dekatani chaylatzos chada, that when the Mishnah says chaltzos and achanami, Levi and Yehuda don't have to both perform chalitza, the Mishnah means exactly like you're suggesting, that one of the Yavamen have to do chalitza, and then the other one could even do yibam on the first sister. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that chaltzos means that one of the brothers does chalitza? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you why Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that teretz, because chaltzos ketani, it says it b'lashon rabbim. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a problem. V'lei malei my chaltzos da'alma. We have this all the time in Shas. The fact that it says it b'lashon rabbim could just be because there are many times where this case could come up. So that's why we say it b'lashon rabbim, we say chaltzos. But it's really just one of the Yavamin that are performing chalitza. So says the Gemara, yeah, but in this case that wouldn't work in our context, because Harei Elu Katani. It says Harei Elu Chaltzos, it's mashma that these two Yavamin have to do chalitza, which is why Rabbi Yochanan did not give this teretz. So that's the end with suggestion number one. Suggestion number one was, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer that when the Mishnah says chaltzos, that's exactly what it means? It means one of the Yavamin have to do chalitza. Says the Gemara, because it doesn't fit with the lashon of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, attempt number two, suggestion number two, says the Gemara of Aleimon, let Rabbi Yochanan answer Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, and he could have said the chalitz lay the rishayin the bereisha. That ain't a chanami. Again, you're right, 100%. If Levi would go ahead and do chalitza to Leah, so then ain't a chanami. It would be mutter for Yehuda to be miyabim Rachel because she was hutra v'neser v'chazer v'hutra tachzal atayra rishayin. But the Mishnah is discussing a case the chalitz lay the rishayin the bereisha, where Levi, let's say, he went ahead and he did chalitza to Rachel first. He did chalitza to the first sister first, so that just happens to be Maisa Shaya Kachaya. That was the case of the Mishnah. So that's why the Mishnah says that now they both have to do chalitza, because we're discussing a case where the brother did chalitza to the first sister first. Well, says the Gemara, that answer wouldn't work, because it also doesn't really fit into the lashon of the Mishnah, because chaltza is the chatchila ketani. It sounds like from the Mishnah that the din is in such a scenario the din is hare elu chaltzos, that is the din, that there's supposed to both perform chalitza. Not that if one of the brothers did chalitza to Rachel, so then the din of Leah is that she requires chalitza. It sounds like from the Mishnah that lechatchila, that the both brothers have to do chalitza. There is no option for any of them to perform yibam. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan did not give that answer. So says the Gemara, suggestion number three. V'lei malei, let Rabbi Yochanan say back that gezeira dil makadim v'chalitza rishayna bereisha. That ain't a chanami, really midai reisa, there's nothing wrong with doing chalitza to Leah and then being miyabim Rachel, having the other yavam being miyabim Rachel because she's chotra v'nasr v'chazr v'chotra. Ain't a chanami. But when the Mishnah says both of them have to do chalitza, it's because of gzeira d'rabanan. Because if we tell the Yavamin that one of them is allowed to do Yibam, so they might think that that's true even if they do Chalitza to Rachel. They might think that even if they do Chalitza to Rachel, so then it's still mutter now to be Miyabim Leah. They just know you do Chalitza to one sister and Yibam to the other. They might mix it up. It's a Gzeira Dilmukadim v'chalitza Rishayin Bereisha. They might end up doing Chalitza to Rachel first and then doing Yibam to the second sister to Leah. So why didn't Rabbi Eichnan say that teretz? So that's why the Mishnah says that they both have to do chalitza, because we're worried that maybe they'll end up being miyabim, the wrong sister. So says the Gemara, no, because v'loy v'syavu isketani. The lashon of the Mishnah is not just that harei elu cholzeis. It's cholzeis v'loy misyavmais. That's mashma. These words v'loy misyavmais. That's mashma the leka din yibam hachal klal. It's mashma that there is no option to do yibam in this case. If they're not allowed to do yibam, yibam's not even on the table. And if it's just a gzeira be'etzem yibam mishayech, it's just we don't want them to do the yibam. V'loy misyavmais is mashma that it's not even an option. So says the Gemara. Okay, suggestion number four. V'loy malei, let Rabbi Yechanan answer. That gzeira shem yamos va'asel levatel mitzvas yevamin. Maybe the pshat in our Mishnah, until now we were assuming that the pshat in our Mishnah had to do with Zika. So Rachel fell first and she was mutter, but then Leah fell. Now each one of the sisters is achis ikukasoi, and we're asking that once we get rid of Leah, because one of the brothers is does chalitza with Leah, so now Rachel goes back to her original heter. However, says the Gemara that Rabbi Yechanan should have said back that our Mishnah is not a case of Zika. Our Mishnah is handling the Isser to be Mavato Mitzas Yavamin. That we're nervous that if one Yavam is Miyabim, one of the sisters, let's say Levi is Miyabim Rachel, so then maybe Yehuda's going to die, and then Leah is going to be left without Yibam or Chalitza. We're going to be Mavato Mitzas Yavamin. So if that's the Gzeira, the way Taisus explains Rashi, is that if that's the Gzeira, that's not something that many people know about. That's not a Gzeira that many people know about, and therefore, if we would allow Levi to do chalitza to Leah, and then have Yehuda be miyabim Rachel, and because in this case there's no problem of being mavatal mitzvah yevamin, but people might just think that okay, fine, you're always just allowed to do yibum on one of the sisters or on both of the sisters, because the isser of levatal mitzvah yevamin is not a very well known gezera, and so maybe that's why Chazal made a gezera, because people won't realize that no, there is an isser levatal mitzvah yevamin, and it's only in this specific case that it was mutter. People won't realize that, so maybe that's what Rabbi Eichanan should have said. That's why the Mishnah says Cholzeis v'loy misyavmais. So says the Gemara, no, because Rabbi Eichanan l'misa lechayish. We know that Rabbi Eichanan is not chayish for misa, so Rabbi Eichanan would never prescribe to the isser levatel mitzvah yevamin because he's not chayish l'misa. So he must have learned that the Mishnah was al zika, and that's why that teretz would not have sufficed for Rabbi Eichanan. So says the Gemara, suggestion number five, v'loy malei. Let Rabbi Yechanan say that Rabbi Lazar, that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar. The Amar, who Rabbi Lazar Shita, is that Kevon Sha'amda Olav Sha'a Achaz Be'isser Nesra Olav Olamis. Rabbi Lazar argues on the klal we've been saying until now. Until we've been quoting Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, everybody agrees that there's this klal of Yevama that when she fell, she was Hutra, and then she was Nesra. The Chazar V'Hutra, so she's Chazra Loitera Harisha, and she goes back to her original Heter. There's someone who argues on that. Rabbi Lazar argues on that klal. Rabbi Lazar holds that no, once the Yavama is Nesra, she's Nesra, I love Elamis, she's always going to be Asr to the Yavam. That's the klal of Rabbi Lazar. So to ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan could have said, you're asking a kashami from the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar, who says that this din of Nesra, that once she's Nesra, Shoa Achas, even if that reason goes away, she doesn't matter, she's Nesra, I love it. So why didn't Rabbi Yechanan and say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar? So says the Gemara, that wouldn't have sufficed, because me to say for Rabbi Lazar, Reisha lav Rabbi Lazar. Because the Mishnah then continues, and it quotes Rabbi Lazar. It quotes Rabbi Lazar saying that if they went ahead and they got married anyways, in the case of Arba Achen, if Levi and Yehuda married Rachel and Leah, which they weren't supposed to, so the Mishnah says that we make them get divorced. And then comes along Rabbi Lazar, or some have a Gersa Rabbi Eliezer, whatever Gersa you have in the Mishnah, you'll have the Gersa here, but comes along Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar says that according to Beis Shammai it's Yekayim, and according to Beis Hillel, so then we make them get divorced, and it's Yaitziyu. So you see, Rabbi Lazar speaks up in the Seifa of the Mishnah. So since the Mishnah in the Seifa quotes Rabbi Lazar, it's mashma that the Reisha of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Lazar. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to just answer that, oh, the Reisha of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar, because it doesn't seem like that from the Lashon of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, suggestion number 6. V'leimale, why didn't Rabbi Yechanan just say, d'nafil b'vas achas, that the case of the Mishnah is that there is no first and second sister, because Rachel and Leah fell exactly at the same time. Reuven and Shimon died at the exact same moment. Really? Afshel etzamtzem? Yeah, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, he damer, afshel etzamtzem, and the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, who holds that it's possible for two things to happen at the exact same moment, meaning even if maybe it is a fraction of a millisecond off, whatever it is, we don't consider that significant. In halacha, we call it efshel etzamtzem. We consider the two things happening at the exact same time. And if so, so why didn't Rabbi Yechanan say that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, and it's Efshel Etzamtzem, and Reuven and Shimon died at the exact same moment, so there is no two sisters? So says the Gemara, no, because like Stam Lantanik Rabbi Yaisi Aglili, Rabbi Yechanan held that we wouldn't have a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi would never have made a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yaisi Aglili if we don't paskin like that. And that's why Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yaisi Aglili. So says the Gemara, suggestion number 7, that Rabbi Yechanan could have said to answer our Mishnah. Not that Rachel and Leah fell at the exact same moment, but maybe we don't know who fell first, so that's why there was no possibility of doing chalitza on the second sister and the nibum on the first sister, because we don't know which one was first and which one was second. We came after the fact and we saw Reuven and Shimon were dead, but we don't know who died first. We don't know which sister fell first, Rachel or Leah, so that's why there was no option to do any sort of yibum. That's why the Mishnah said that Harei Elu Choltes V'Lei Misyavmais. So why didn't Rabbi Yechanan say that that was pshat in our Mishnah? So says the Gemara that Ihachi, because if so, if that was the pshat in our Mishnah, so then read the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Hainu Dikatani, that which the Mishnah then says, that Kanmu V'Kansu Yaitziu, it says that if Levi and Yehuda, they weren't supposed to get married to Rachel and Leah. If they did, we'll make them get divorced, because they were Ivra on the Tekanah Durabanan, so we'll make them get divorced. So Bishlama Rishayna, I understand, let's picture the case. So Levi went ahead and he was Miyabim Rachel, and Yehuda went and he was Miyabim Leah. So in such a case, the halacha is that we make Levi get divorced from Rachel, and we make Yehuda get divorced from Leah. Now, Bishlam Arishayna, so says Rabbi Yechanan like this, says the Gemara like this, that I understand the first brother, if we don't know which one died first, so the halacha is that neither of them were allowed to do Yibam. I understand the first brother, he definitely was not allowed to do Yibam. Amrinan Leh, my Shari Allah. We say to him, who allowed you to be Iver on the Isid Rabbanan of Achay Zikukasai? No matter which one died first or second, what Levi did was definitely wrong. When Levi was miyabim Rachel, Rachel is for sure achay zikukasai. No matter which one died first, Rachel was definitely achay zikukasai. So since he was ivor on the dindarabanan, so we could tell him that now we're going to make you get divorced. So fine, that makes sense. Elishnia, but when it comes to then Yehuda, who was then miyabim Leah, so can we tell him with certainty that he was ivor on an isadarabanan? So Amar, the Yehuda could tie it back that Chavra Yishnia Yibeim, that my brother Levi, he was Miyabim the wrong sister, he was Miyabim the second one, he was Miyabim the sister who died second. Anari Shaina Miyabim, and I'm marrying the Yavamu who really fell first, who was Hutra, Vanessa, because of Hutra, and therefore I'm not doing anything wrong. So how could you make the second brother, how could you make the other brother get divorced from his wife? You can't tell him with certainty that what he was doing was wrong, and being that you can't tell him with certainty that what he was doing was wrong, so why would you make him get divorced? So that doesn't make any sense. So that's why it didn't make sense to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where we don't know which sister died first, because then the halacha should never have been that if they both do Yibam, we make them get divorced. The first one who got married, yes, we should make him get divorced. But the second brother, we shouldn't make him get divorced, just misafik. So So that's why Rabbi Yechanan said, I don't know who taught this Mishnah, because the Mishnah does not seem to make any sense with the klal that we know. And that's why Rabbi Yechanan said it, and none of the 7 suggestions that the Gemara made were satisfactory to Rabbi Yechanan. Now ask the Gemara another kasha. Again, going back to Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, who said a klal, they said a klal that when it comes to a Yavama that was Hutra, Vanessa, because of a Hutra, so she's Taksor La'Teira HaRishayin. Ask the Gemara now a kasha from the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah then said, continuing on in the first Mishnah of the Perek, the Mishnah said that in this case of Arba Achen, so you have Reuven and Shimon who are married to Rachel and Leah, and Reuven and Shimon die, so now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda, The Mishnah said, the Mishnah then said, what happens if, let's say, Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law? If Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so then she doesn't fall to Levi. So Leah is really the only sister that falls to Levi. So Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Leah, because she's not Achiziku Kasei. Rachel doesn't fall to him. It's his mother-in-law. She's his mother-in-law. So then Levi would be allowed to be Miyabim Leah, whereas Yehuda would be have to do Chalitza to either one of the sisters. He wouldn't be allowed to do Yibam with either one of them. So that's what the Mishnah said. Tanaim, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'isa Achas Mehena Surah Le'echad Isser Erva. If one of the sisters was Aser to one of the Yavamin with an Isser Erva, so let's say Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law, so then Aser Ba, Rachel is then Aser to Levi, or Levi is Aser to Rachel, Umutter Ba'achaisa, but he's going to be Mutter to her sister, he's going to be Mutter to Leah. V'hasheni, whereas the other Yavam Yehuda, he's going to be Aser B'shteya, and he's going to be Aser to both sisters. Now, Salka Daitach, says the Gemara right now, when we're asking the Kasha that we're about to ask, so we're assuming something in the Metzias of the case. We're assuming that we're discussing a case, the Nafla Chamaisai Tchila, that Rachel fell first. Rachel, Levi's mother-in-law, she's the one who fell first. So, ask the Gemara, being that Rachel fell first, Levi's mother-in-law fell first, so Yehuda was mutter to her at that point. Then Leah fell to Yibam. Then afterwards Leah fell to Yibam and Rachel became Aser Alts Achiziku Kasai. But once Levi then goes ahead and he's Miyabim Leah, so now Rachel is Chazur Lehetera HaRishain. So it should be mutter V'amai. Why does the Mishnah say that both of the Yavamais are Aser to Yehuda? Leku Chasan Liyabim Hach De'inim Chamaisai. Let Levi go and do Yibam to Leah, Beresha at first. And then V'tah and then Rachel to Yehuda is going to be a Yavama that was Mutter, became Aser, and goes back to her original, and then she became Mutter again, the Tachsula Teira Harishain, that we allow Yehuda to be Miyabim her. So why does the Mishnah say that they're both Aser to Yehuda? There's a way that we could get one of the sisters to be Mutter to Yehuda. So Amra Papa, where Papa says to answer, Kagain Denafla Hach De'ina Chamaisa Resha. We're talking about a case where Leah fell first. We're talking about a case where the non-Erva fell first, and therefore that's the one that Levi is going to have to do Yibam to if he's going to be doing Yibam with anyone. So there is no way for Yehuda to then go ahead and marry her. And that's why the Mishnah said that they're both going to be Aser to Yehuda. Continuing now and just explaining the Mishnah, falling off now of the Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yechanan, just a kasha on our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that Rabbi Lazar Aimer Bishami Aimer Vechulu. The Mishnah then brought what's the halacha if they were Avru Vekansu? If let's say Levi and Yehuda, they marry Rachel and Leah, so the halacha is that we make them get divorced. We make them get divorced. Comes Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar says it's a Machlokes, Bishami says Yekaimu, that we allow them to stay married, and Beis Hillel says Yaitzu. Beis Hillel says that we make them get divorced. So says the Gemara, we have a Braisa which says some more details. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lazar, Aimer. The Rabbi Lazar said over, Beishami Aimrim Yekaimu, Beisil Aimrim Yaitziu, that Beishami says we allow them to stay married, and Beisil says that we make them get divorced, exactly like we had in our Mishnah. The Braisa continues that Rabbi Shimon Aimer Yekaimu, Rabbi Shimon says that we allow them to stay married. We'll have to come back to that in a moment. Abashal Aimer, Abashal says that he says like Rabbi Lazar that it's Machlekes Beishami Beisil, but he says it in the reverse. He says that Kal Hayo Lehem LeBeis Hillel B'davarzeh, that Beis Hillel was more makel with regards to this halacha, she beishamay aimrim yaitziu. Beishamay said that we make them get divorced. Beishilu aimrim yikaimu, and it's Beishilu who said that we allow them to stay married. Now, going back to the Braisa, Rab Shimon said that the halacha is that yikaimu. Rab Shimon said that we allow them to stay married. So, ask the Gemara, Rab Shimon kiman, whose halacha was Rab Shimon coming to teach? Everyone's telling us what Beishamay held, what Beishilu said, and Rab Lazar says it was the machlekes that Beishamay was the mekel, and afterwards we had Abishal who said that no, Beis Hillel was the Mako. Everyone's telling us what's the sheet of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Reb Shimon says Yikaimu. So Mustama, he was telling us that Yikaimu is either sheet of Beis Shammai or sheet of Beis Hillel. Kiman, which shita was Reb Shimon coming to tell us? He was coming to tell us shitas Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? If he was coming to tell us the shita of Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai shita is Yekaimu, so Hainu Reb Elazar. So then he's saying the same thing as Reb Elazar. And Ike Beis Hillel, if he was coming to tell us that the shita of Beis Hillel is Yekaimu, if that's the shita he was coming to teach us, so then Hainu Abishal. So he's saying the same thing as Abishal. So what's Reb Shimon doing in the Braisa? So says the Gemara that Hachika Amar. This is what Reb Shimon was coming to say. He was coming to say that I disagree with both of them. He was coming to say that this is the shita of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Nachluku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel b'davar zeh, that there is no machlokes, and both of them hold, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold yikaimu. The Mishnah then spoke about a case that we mentioned above. The Mishnah spoke about a case where, with this case of Arba Achin, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, and they both die, and Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda, but Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. So if Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so Levi's going to be Aser to Rachel, but Mutter to Leah, as opposed to Yehuda, Yehuda's going to be Aser to both women. Now ask the Gemara that this halacha is something that we Be'atzim already had on Chaf Amud Aleph. On Chaf Amud Aleph, we had a very similar case. It involved three brothers instead of four, but it was the same halacha Be'atzim. And on Chaf Amud Aleph, we had in the Mishnah over there, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were three brothers. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah, and Reuven and Shimon die without having any children, so now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi, and Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. So the Mishnah over there said that since Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so Levi is going to be mutter to Leah, he's allowed to be miyabim Leah. So now our Mishnah has it by four brothers, but it's ba'atzim the same chiddush. So ask the Gemara, Hatanina Chanazimna, why does our Mishnah and Arba Achin have to tell us this halacha? We already have it earlier. We already had an Chaf Amud Aleph that Achaisa Kshehi Avimta Aichai Latzes Aimis Yavemes, that you can have a case of a sister falling to Yibum where the halacha is going to be that you're allowed to do Chalitza or even Yibum, that Levi is going to be Mutta to do Yibum. Now again, there was discussing three brothers, here four, but what's the difference? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you the difference. Tzricha, you need both cases. You need to have this. There's something mechudish about this when there's four brothers, and there's a chiddush in this when there's three brothers, and you need both because the Yash Me'inan Hasam. If I just had the case on Chaf Amud Aleph with three brothers, I would say Mishum Delek LeMigzar Mishum Sheni. Because over there, if we allow Levi to do Yibam to Leah, nothing could go wrong. Stam, we allow him to do Yibam to Leah. As opposed to by four brothers, where yes, Levi is allowed to be Miyabim Leah, but Yehuda is Aser to both sisters. Yehuda is Aser to both sisters. Now, if we tell Levi that he's going to be allowed to do Yibam with one of the sisters, with Leah, so Yehuda might think that he also gets that Heter. So there's a Makam to be Geyser because of the other brother. Because since there's four brothers, there's another brother who's answered to both of the sisters, you might think in our case that you should be geyser. So if I just had the case on Chaf Amud Aleph, I would say, you know why Levi could do Yibam on Leah? It's because the Lek LeMigzar Mishum Sheni, because there is no other brother, nothing could go wrong. Aval Hacha, but in our case with four brothers, the Ikel LeMigzar Mishum Sheni, there's Makom to be geyser because of the other brother, so Eim Olai, I might think that we should not allow him, we shouldn't even allow Levi to be Miyabim Leah. And so that's why Kamashul in our Mishnah that no, it is Mutter, we do not make such a Gzeira. And if I would just have our Mishnah of four brothers, so I would say, yeah, in our Mishnah, of course we allow Levi to do Yibam. Mishum di'ika sheni de'kamoichach. Because what's the concern? There's a concern that maybe if we allow Levi to be Miyabim Leon, so people might think that always that's the halacha when two sisters fall to Yibam, you're always allowed to be Miyabim one of them. Now it's not true. It was just because in our case, Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law. But people might think that always when two sisters fall to Yibam, you're allowed to be Miyabim one of them. So by Arba Achin, it makes sense that the Mishnah gave a heter because no one's going to make that mistake. By Arba Achin, no one's going to make a mistake that when sisters fall to Yibam, you could be Miyabim one of them just because we allow Levi to be Miyabim one of them, because we also have Yehuda. And Yehuda's din was that he's not allowed to do Yibam with either one of them. So we have the other brother who's going to help us out to make sure that nobody makes a mistake. Because Yehuda has a din that he's also to be Miyabim either one of them. So by Arba Achin, it makes sense that we allow Levi to do Yibam. Nothing could go wrong from that. No one's going to start thinking that when sisters fall to Yibam, you're always allowed to be Miyabim one of them because you have Yehuda. However, Aval Hasam over there by the Mishnah Chav, when you have three brothers where there is no Yehuda, the lack of Sheni, where you don't have another brother who has a din that he's not allowed to be Miyabim either one of them, so maybe aim a lie. So I might think that we shouldn't even allow Levi to be Miyabim Leia, because people might think that always when two sisters fall to Yibam, you can be Miyabim one of the sisters. And that's why Tzricha, that's why there was a Chiddush on Chaf Amud Aleph, that no, even by three brothers, we allow Levi to be Miyabim Leia. So there's a Chiddush in each case, both by three brothers and by four brothers, so that's why the Mishnah had to repeat this case twice, one time in the case of three, and one time in the case of four brothers.